mir seinen weit von dir erzinder, nur viel stark dein Schmerz. Es ist dein Befreiung wie ein Wunder für jeder jüdische Herz. 2000 Jahre.
Though we are still far from you, we bitterly feel your pain. Your liberation was to us a miracle, to every Jewish heart. Jerusalem, the town of gold, town of peace and amity. To us, in the darkness, you are a ray of light.
Stadt von Scholem, Stadt von Freund, vor uns bist du, wie ein Strahl liegt in der Finsterkeit. Jerusalem, Stadt von Gold, Stadt von Scholem.
The songs and the feelings of Russian Jewry. This is the first issue of Israel Report, Israel's audio magazine. I am Yosef Ben Menachem, speaking to you from Jerusalem. Close to 3 million of us live in the place which Jews have longed for 2,000 years. And today, no group of Jews thinks of Israel more than those living in the Soviet Union. A trickle of Russian Jews has managed to escape the Soviet Union in recent years and to find a new life in Israel. They, perhaps more than the rest of us, remember their past lives in Russia and hope for the day when Russian Jews will emerge into freedom. The song is Kahol Velavan, Blue and White, the theme song of Russian Jewry. Blue and white, the colors of Israel's flag. These are my colors. There are no others. Kahol Velavan,
Ani Rak Hozer. I am Avraham Shifrin. I came from Russia. Excuse, please, my English, because I learn English only in Russia prison.
Why were you in Russian prisons for 10 years?
From 53 to 63.
But why?
Why? Слыха, бекешерим сионизм.
You were a Zionist and that was your crime?
Can. They arrested me in the streets when I go in the street in Moscow. And they take me to the central prison, to the KGB, Lubyanka. And they search me. I cannot explain you how they search me. If you want to know, you can read Solzhenitsyn in First Circle.
Now tell me about your trial.
That's not a trial. They have not men which tell against me. They only tell me, you are spy of Israel, you are spy, and that's all. They tell me, you, in the name of the peoples of the Russia, you must shot. That's all.
They took you to be shot?
Shot, Ken. But then they give me 25 in some days. And when I finish 10 years, I go to the freedom. But that was not a freedom.
What
because,
was it?
Because all the years, sometimes 2 men, sometimes 3 men, go with me in all the streets.
Lo haya einenu velo yakum koach beolam.
The voice you're hearing is that of Israel's Prime Minister, Golda Meir. She says, what is happening now in the Soviet Union is another example of the persecution of the Jewish people which has been going on for generations. The struggle of an individual Jew or of a group of Jews is automatically the struggle of the State of Israel and the people of Israel. I am confident that one day the Jews of the Soviet Union will come to Israel.
Голди Мейер, наши Голди, Моше Даяну, нашему генералу.
In Russia, we would sing about Golda Meir, O Golda, and about Moshe Dayan. Alla is a young Russian girl who participated in a hunger strike for Soviet Jewry in the shadow of the stones of the Western or Wailing Wall in Jerusalem.
Every day, people come to us and they sit with us. They want to sit with us for one day, and they're not eating also. People who never were in Russia, and they can't understand it really, but they feel. And I think that today there are many people here, and all of them are young, and I see in their faces they do understand us.
Ungit miro pamazl tofich zogach dosen freid.
This song was written by the singer under the pseudonym Alter. He's saying goodbye to his friends as he leaves for Israel. Many of the tunes are old, scarcely remembered Yiddish folk songs, but the words are new, telling of the hopes, the dreams, and the present situation of the Jews in the Soviet Union. Some are sung behind closed doors, others outside the synagogues in mass gatherings. This song, a ballad of farewell, was written by the wife of one of the Jews arrested recently.
My bags are packed and I'm ready to go home. The road is long. Bye-bye, Grandma KGB. In a little while I'll be happy. Don't get in my way, Grandma. Our struggle has been taken up by thousands. Goodbye, Red Star. I'll never forget you. We'll take the road together. There's no way back.
Russian Jewry, the story of a continuing struggle, reported by Eliezer Lukov and Naftali Lebrecht.
Mir will send dem Har Habayit, mir will send dem Mark, mir will gehen zum Yam HaMelech, dos Benkenish is stark.
Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem of Gold, sung in Yiddish by a Russian immigrant. A gun for children in Israel. Literally, the word gun means garden in Hebrew. But a gun is a nursery school, and every day more than 100,000 Israeli children head for their gun. For 2,000 years, Hebrew was used only to pray, but today it is natural for every four-year-old not only to speak Hebrew, but to sing it. Many people say that Israel is a country built for children. But raising and providing for children in Israel, just as elsewhere, is never easy. We're in the home of Albert Masada, a senior radio technician in Israel's broadcasting service. He has four children, two in high school. He, like most Israelis, has managed to attain a decent standard of living, though not a luxurious one. But he lives with the burden of the highest rate of taxation of any country in the world. He brings home a good Israeli salary every month, £1,100, or about $350. Our reporter asked him if he was able to get along on his salary.
No. I must say that it's rather impossible to get on with this salary more than the 15 or 20 of each month.
Why is that? What kind of expenses do you have?
I have of saving. I have two children in high schools.
Does that cost to send a child to high school?
Very much. Here in this country, you must be rich in order to send two or three children in high school. You must be rich or poor.
How much does it cost, actually?
Cost, nominally, £100 for each children, monthly.
£100 a month for each child?
Yes. But effectively, it costs much more, very much more.
Well, what do you do?
I have, with my bank, I have an agreement with my bank, an overdraft agreement. That enabled me to draw, and after that, to cover the month after. But it's not viable. This way of life is not viable.
Let me ask you this. There was a recent rise in taxation in Israel. How did this affect your salary?
It has affected on the saddest way.
How much less do you take home a month now because of the rise in taxation?
I think about 200 pounds.
Close to 60, about $60.
Yes.
So this has really been a severe problem for you and your family.
Yes, it's a severe problem. Because you can't finish with it. It's continuous. It's you have no hope of finishing this.
David Cravine of the Jerusalem Post, how can the average Israeli make it on his salary?
I don't know how the average Israeli can, but he does. According to statistical material published, the average family in Israel spends 1,000 Israeli pounds a month. And that's based on the earnings of 1.5 breadwinners on the average. So that means that a family lives on slightly under $300.
Now, there was recently a tax increase in Israel. What was its purpose?
Well, as you know, we're a country, a small country, with tremendous expenses, mainly defense. We can't finance everything. The item which is at the end of the queue is consumption. We can't cut defense. We don't intend to cut social services. Above all, we're not going to cut investment, because I think that the greatest triumph and success of Israel over the last 20 years is that despite all the calls made on her resources, she has never let the rate of investment fall. And we have maintained consistently, I would say, the highest growth rate of any country in the world, with the possible exception of Japan.
So the Israeli is, in essence, paying for the current costs of both of defense and of building his country.
The Israeli is paying a very large contribution indeed. I think we are, by now, probably the most highly taxed country in the world.
How does this affect you personally?
Well, if I look at my pay slip, my gross salary as a grade 3 plus journalist with some seniority is £1,449 a month and some grush. And if I look at the bottom of the payslip after deducing income tax, social insurance, pension fund, and compulsory loans, which were introduced with the last budget, all I have left is £799 and some grush.
Can you live on that?
Let me put it this way. I visualize myself as having a salary of, let's say, £3,000 a month, of which £2,200 is my contribution to the UJA.
This is Shoshana Damari, one of Israel's best-known singers, with a song about Am Yisrael, the people of Israel. Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine, the leading Democratic candidate for the presidential nomination in 1972, visited Israel in January. Speaking in Tel Aviv, he summed up his feelings about Israel.
I have the impression of the great urge for peace of the people of Israel, great desire to live at peace with her neighbors. There are some rather interesting illustrations of this for me. One was the meeting with Ben-Gurion, in which at the close of a very stimulating discussion, he undertook to summarize Judaism for me in three sentences. First sentence, there is one God. Second sentence, love thy neighbor as thyself. Third sentence, love the truth and peace. These were the thoughts he wanted to leave with me as I left him. Second incident was at Gesher Kibbutz in northern Israel. But the thing that struck me were the illustrations on the walls of the bomb shelters where the children are sheltered. There wasn't a single piece of propagandizing on the walls. Nothing to remind the children that they were there because of war, or because they had hostile neighbors, or that they ought to have, that they had neighbors they ought to hate or dislike. Indeed, one of the young fathers of Gesher told me that his great concern was that the lives of his children might be changed by reason of the fact that they live in these hostile conditions, that they are learning that hatred is a part of their way of life. And this concern on the part of parents I found everywhere. And the third impression was the new kibbutz on the Golan Heights, where there are some 30 young Israelis in their 20s building a new life for themselves, some of them children of kibbutzes established by their parents or grandparents. And their whole emphasis was upon the arts of peace. I asked them what they did for recreation. They went to concerts, the libraries, visited one of their rooms, a wall lined with books. These are young people who are concerned not with the preoccupations of war, but the preoccupations of peace. And I hope that these impressions of one American may have some probative value for those who are seeking to identify the main thrust of Israeli hopes and aspirations for the immediate and the long-distant future.
Kahol velavan, kmo shir, kmo halom.
Blue and white, the colors of Israel's flag. These are my colors. There are no others.
Kahol velavan, Hermon vekineret, kahol velavan, libi mezamer, kahol velavan.
This has been the first issue of Israel Report. I am Yosef ben Menachem. Shalom from Jerusalem.